ओमर्पाणिकात्याय पतंजलिशिष्टविद्यासंप्रदायकर्तृभ्यमशिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्य मघवाबहुलम् मघवंशब्दस्यान्तादेशस्थाने
धातोः
नलोपिनः
पञ्चतेश्च
सर्वनामस्थाने परे
भगवान्
मघवन्तः मघवन् मघवद्भ्याम् त्रत्वाभावे मघवा सुतिराजवत् सो मघवन् इति प्रातिपदिका मघवन् इति प्रातिपदिका नकारांत प्रातिपदिका अंड फॉर दैट प्रातिपदिका तृ इज द आदेश विच इज ऑप्शनल सो व्हेन यू डू तृ सो द शब्दम बिकम्स मघवान् मघवन्तौ मघवन्तः लाइक दैट इट बिकम्स एंड वी हैव सीन एंड नाउ वी विल सी सपोज तृ इज नॉट देयर तृत्व अभाव पक्षे द एब्सेंस ऑफ तृ सो फर्स्ट फाइव वर्ड्स लाइक अ सुक्त यू नो सो दैट इज द सर्वनाम स्थान एंड व्हेन सर्वनाम स्थान इज फॉलोइंग इन द एब्सेंस ऑफ तृ द शब्दम इज like rajan shabda like maghavan so just like rajan so how it works maghavan s then halnya bhyo dirgha sutisya pruktam hal maghavan then sarvanam sthane cha sambuddho sarvanam sthane sambuddho
cha sambuddho
sarvanam sthane cha sambuddho सो सो नान्तस्य
उपधाया
नान्तस्य उपधाया देयरफॉर इट बिकम्स उपधा दीर्घ इट गेट्स एंड सो इट बिकम्स मघवान एंड देन नलोप प्रातिपदिकान्तस्य मघवा ओके देन लाइक औ आल्सो मघवन औ सो व्हेन इट इज मघवन औ देन एज सर्वनाम स्थाने चासं बुद्धौ सो नवाल्सो उपधा दीर्घम वेलकम मघवान औ
स्वामी मघवान इज इज इट बिकॉज यू गेट तृज्वत विल इट बी उगित चाम
यू सी
यू नॉट गेट
अभाव
अभावे
अभावे तृत्व अभाव पक्षे नाउ दिस नुमागमा विल नॉट बी देयर सो नुमागमा विल कम ओनली व्हेन इट इज उगित You do truch, then only it becomes ugit. It has to become ugit uk. That happens, that ugitvam happens only when you do truth. And so in the absence of truth, there is no question of numagama, that is out.
Then so, don't be like Rajan Shabda,
right? It will be like Rajan Shabda. Now it will be like
Raja now, right?
Raja now. Yeah, upadha dirgha you have to do. Maghava, now it becomes. मघवन औ सो सर्वनाम स्थाने जा संबुद्धौ मघवान औ मघवानः हे मघवन बिकॉज सर्वनाम स्थाने च असंबुद्धौ सो संबुद्धि इज पर्युदस्त इट इज कॉल्ड पर्युदास इज एग्जेम्प्टेड एंड देयरफॉर उपधा दीर्घ वोंट कम हे मघवन हे मघवान औ हे मघवानः मघवानम मघवान औ अप टू दैट द सुट फॉलोइंग It just follows the Rajan Shabda model. Now, in the Shas, so what we have? Maghavan Shas, that is what we have. Now comes a sutram. Let's say, Shvayava Maghona Matadhite.
Shvayava Maghona Matadhite.
So, you see, Allopo Naha, that sutra is there. From that sutra, So here, that anaha will come. And anaha, it becomes an adjective to shva yuva maghonam. Shva is one shabda, shva, shvan shabda it is. So in that it is dog is the meaning. Second shabda is yuvan, means a young person. Maybe male, maybe female, but let us see pumlinga, halanta pumlinga we are doing. Therefore yuvan, in stilinga it becomes yuvati. So yuvan, and that is nakaranta shabda, that is there. And then maghavan, that is what we are considering, maghavan. So this maghavan only in the shashti bahuvachanam it becomes maghonam. The samprasarana will come. We will come to that. Therefore three shabdas we are considering, shvan, yuvan, maghavan. When these shabdas, they are followed by atadhite. So for these three shabdas, so one condition is anaha. So these shabdas must be having the adjective an. So yena vidhi tadantasya, tadanta vidhi. Therefore an must be ending. Ananta nam. So the three shabdas ending with an. Shvan, yuvan, and maghavan. They are ending with an for these three shabdas. Then this sutra is under the adhikara bhasya, the adhikara. Like padasya, similarly bhasya is the adhikara. So these three pratipadikas must also be bhasaunya. They should have a bhasaunya, yachi, bham. Therefore when ajadi, supratyaya follows, the anga becomes bha. Therefore, this sutra applies only in the context of hajadi pracheya. In the context of haladi pracheya following, bhyam, bhyas, etc., then it gets padasaunya. And when ajadi pracheya follows, bhasaunya. So bhasya is also there. Then all these things are there. Then when a pracheya follows, any pracheya, but it should not be tadhita pratyaya. Tadhita pratyaya is exempted. Except tadhita, any pratyaya may follow. Then tadhita varjam. Other than tadhita, any pratyaya follows. So in the present context, it is swadhi following. And how can you say only asarvanamasthana? Because of the bha. Swadishu asarvanamasthaneshu. Therefore, that bha adhikara restricts this application of this sutra to only asarvanamasthana. And it doesn't allow this sutra to go into sarvanamasthana context, because this sutra is in the adhikara of the bhasya. Okay? Therefore, you should not have doubt why this sutra is not applied for prathama vibhakti and dvitiya vibhakti ekavachanam and dvivachanam. Because it is put under the adhikara of the bha, it applies only from dvitiya bahuvachanam onwards. So when all these conditions are satisfied, so vaso samprasaranam, there is a sutra. And from that sutra, here the word samprasaranam is brought in. It is imported, anuvrti. Okay? Now what is the sutra now? You have three pratipadikas, shvan, yuvan, maghavan. They must be in the bha context. They must have vasaujna. Then only the sutra will apply. And they must end with an, ananta they must be. So if for some reason, even these three words, if they are not ending with an, then this won't apply. And then they must be followed by a pratyaya other than tadhita. When all these conditions are satisfied, then samprasaranam will happen. That is sutra. Okay? What is the samprasaranam? Igyan samprasaranam. So in the place of ik, whatever yan comes, it is called samprasaranam. Therefore, if it is a ya, so yana samprasaranam. In the place of yan,
ik will come.
In the place of yan, whatever ik comes, that is the samprasaranam. So if you have ya, it is replaced by e. If you have va, it is replaced by u. This is the samprasaranam. It will happen. Shvan, there is va. Yuvan, there are two there, ya and vah, dono bhi hai, both are there. Maghavan, there is vah. So that vah should become, now we are discussing maghavan. Therefore, that va should become u. That is how mogho naha, that o will come like that. Okay? That is the scheme. First, you should understand the structure of the sutra and what is the aim of the sutra. If that much is clearly understood, then remembering becomes easy. Okay, now you may say, Shvayuva magho nama taddhite.
Shvayuva magho nama taddhite.
Anantanam.
Anantanam.
Vasanyakanam.
Vasanyakanam.
Esham.
Esham.
Taddhite pare.
Taddhite pare.
Samprasaranam syat.
Samprasaranam syat.
Anantanam.
Anantanam.
Ending with an.
Ending with an.
Vasaujnyakanam.
Vasaujnyakanam.
Having the saujnya bha.
Having the saujnya bha.
Which means? Starting from dvitiya bahuvachanam onwards.
Starting from dvitiya bahuvachanam onwards.
When ajadi pratyaya follows.
When ajadi pratyaya follows.
So that is the vasaujnya, okay? Esham.
Esham.
In the play, for these three words.
For these three words.
Shva, Ashvan, Shvan, Yuvan, and Maghavan. Atadhite pare.
Atadhite pare.
When a pratyaya, other than tadhita,
follows.
Samprasaranam syat.
Samprasaranam syat.
You get samprasarana.
You get samprasarana.
That shashti is there, you know. Shashti makes it adesha. So shashti sthane yoga. And therefore, Esham, in their place, that means within the Pratipadika, you look for Ya or Va and replace it with E or U, that is the sutra. Okay, now you have this situation, Maghavan As. Now, it is Bhasaunya is there, and Asarvanamasthana Ajadi Pracheya is following. And then, it is not Taddhita, it is a Swadhi. And therefore, Samprasarana should come. Therefore, Magha, U, An, As. Va becomes U. Magha, U, An, As. Samprasarane. What is the sutra? And Samprasarana follows Purva Rupa will come. That is Samprasaranacha. Purva Rupa it is. So when Samprasarana is there and when it is followed by Ach, so Purva Rupa will come. So Magha, U, An, As you have. That U plus A, it is now replaced by U. So, Magha Un As. So, Adgunaha. Magho Naha. Over. Ratva Visarga, Magho Naha. Got it? Okay. Now you want to write it?
Swamiji, this refers only to these three words.
It is for these three words only. Maghavan As iti sthite. Shvayuva magho nama taddhite. Iti samprasarane. Magha u an as iti jate. Samprasaranacha iti purva rupe magha un as iti purva rupa u anda replaced by u magha un as iti jate Gune Ratva Visargayoshcha Ratva Visargayoshcha. It is also Sati Saptami. Okay? Maghonaha iti siddhyati. There is a verse in Sanskrit. It is not. It is a wise man's verse like that. No other or any such thing. See, one young lady, she is making a garland. So garland like. So she took a thread and with one a small needle and all the spinning will be there. So she put one gemstone into it with a hole in between. So she put gemstone, and then she put a piece of this glass, very cheap thing, you know, made of normal glass, some beads, glass bead, with a hole again, that he put into that mala garland, and then kachamanam, and then she has a flower made of gold, that also she put. So she is making a mala like that. And somebody asked, Kacham Manim Kanchana Meka Sutre Badnasi Bale Kimidam Vichitram. Hey Bale, and so young lady, you are putting three odd things into the same mala. What is this? One is gold, and the other is a diamond like gemstone, money, kacham, and the third is a piece of glass bead, cheap. So one is very cheap, worthless, another is very costly, gold, and the third is extremely, very highly costly. So all the three into the same mala. What is this? Kachammanim kanchanameka sutre badhnasi bale kimidam vichitram. What is this odd thing that you are doing? Then she replies, so vicharavan panini reka sutre Shwanam Yuvanam Maghavana Maha. So, what I do is odd. What Panini is supposed to be a very great scholar and all that. And what he did? He took three things. One is a dog, another is a young man, and the third is Indra, the Lord of Heaven. All of them put into one thread. Sutra means a thread. That is the pun, you know. Sutra is a thread. Sutra is also an aphorism. But she uses the pun. And Panini took one sutra and put these three fellows into that sutra. Similarly, I take one sutra and put all these things. Shwanam Yuvanam Maghavanam Aha. This is a wise man's saying. At this point, it has to be mentioned. There, so I heard it long back. Now I saw it and I brought it out. Okay, that is there. Then atadhite. So suppose tadhita is there, how it will behave? What will behave? You will not get the samprasarana. You see, sasya devata. In tadhita there is a sutra. Sa asya devata. So asya havishaha, sa devata. For every havish, there will be a devata. Because havish means an object that you offer in the fire. It's called yaga. Devatodeshena dravyatyago yagaha. That is the definition of yaga. Yaga came from tyaga. Drop that takara, you get yaga. So what is that tyaga? Tyaga means offering, surrendering. So you surrender the havish, the oblation, object. Maybe milk, maybe ghee, whatever. And it is offered to the devata. That is called yaga. Devatodeshena dravyatyago yagaha. So for that yaga, asya yagasya, sa devata, that is the devata. In the context of such a meaning, anprachaya will come. Okay? That is the sutra. So asya yagasya maghavan devata. Indra is the devata. So that havis, asya havishaha, yagasya or havishaha. Let us take havishaha now. Asya havishaha, indro maghava devata. For this havis, so the devata to whom it is going to be offered is maghavan. In that context, you will get anpratyaya. In the anpratyaya, nu will go, halantyam, and a will remain. So, then now what you have? Maghavan A. దెన్ అచామాదౌ వృద్ధి లైక్ దట్ దెర్ ఇస్ అ సూత్ర అచామాదేహ వృద్ధి అమాంగ్ ది అచస్ అమాంగ్ ఆల్ ది ఓవెల్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ అంగా ది ఫస్ట్ వన్ గెట్స్ వృద్ధి దెన్ తద్ధిత ఇస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ జనరల్ రూల్ అండ్ తద్ధిత ప్రత్యయ ఫాలోస్ దిస్ కమ్స్ అండర్ తద్ధిత దిస్ అన్న ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ తద్ధిత ప్రత్యయ యు సీ ఏ సెట్ ఆఫ్ సఫిక్సెస్ ఆర్ దేర్ ది ఆల్ కమ్ అండర్ ది అధికార తద్ధితా దట్ ఈస్ ది అధికార దేర్ ఫోర్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ కాల్ తద్ధిత ప్రత్యయాస్ అండ్ వెన్ తద్ధిత ప్రత్యయ ఇస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ సో ది ఫస్ట్ అచామ్ ఆదేహ వృద్ధి అమాంగ్ ది ఓవెల్స్ ది ఫస్ట్ ఓవెల్ గెట్స్ వృద్ధి సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ది ఫస్ట్ ఓవెల్ హియర్ ఈస్ మకార అకార దట్ గెట్ వృద్ధి సో మాఘవన్ ఆ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ మాఘవన దట్ ఇస్ ది ప్రాతిపదిక జ్ఞానం జ్ఞానే జ్ఞానాన్ని మాఘవనం దట్ ఇస్ ది వర్డ్ దేర్ యూ కెన్ సీ దట్ దేర్ ఈస్ నో సంప్రసారణ బికాస్ వాట్ ఫాలోస్ ఈజ్ తద్ధిత ప్రత్యయ అండ్ దిస్ భసంజ్ఞ అప్లైస్ బికాస్ ద ప్రత్యయ ఈజ్ అండ్ అజాది ప్రత్యయ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సర్వనామస్థాన అండ్ సో భసంజ్ఞ అప్లైస్ బికాస్ స్వాదిషు సో కప్రత్యయావధి కప్రత్యయావధి ప్రత్యయ కాల్ కప్ అప్ టు దట్ దిస్ వై విల్ గో ఇట్ ఈస్ అజాది ప్రత్యయ దట్ ఈస్ ఇరఫ్ సో దిస్ తద్ధితాస్ కమ్ అండర్ దట్ కేటగిరీ దెన్ ఫర్ భసంజ్ఞ ఇస్ దేర్ అజాది ప్రత్యయ ఇస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ కండిషన్ ఈస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ఫర్ డూయింగ్ సంప్రసారణ అండ్ దెన్ ఫర్ సంప్రసారణ విల్ కమ్ సో టు బ్లాక్ దట్ సంప్రసారణ హీ హ్యాస్ డన్ దిస్ పర్యుదాస పర్యుదాస దట్ ఈస్ ది వర్డ్ యూ షుడ్ నో ది వర్డ్ పర్యుదాస సో పర్యుదాస పర్యుదాస సవిజ్ఞేయ ఎత్రోత్తర పదేన నై వెన్ దిస్ నకార దిస్ నై వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అప్లైడ్ టు ది ఇమీడియట్ వర్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ పర్యుదాస ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ అప్లయింగ్ టు ది ఇమీడియట్ వర్డ్ ఇఫ్ యూ అప్లైడ్ టు ది వెర్బ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రసజ్య ప్రతిషేధ ప్రసజ్య ప్రతిషేధోయం క్రియయా సహ ఎత్ర నై పర్యుదాస సవిజ్ఞేయ ఎత్రోత్తర పదేన నై దిస్ ఈస్ వ్యాకరణ పీపుల్స్ వెర్స్ దే ఆల్సో రైట్ వెర్సెస్ ఓన్లీ థింగ్ ఇస్ దోస్ వెర్సెస్ నోబడీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దట్ దట్ ఇస్ ది ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్
అనుష్టుప్ దేర్ టు టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్యుదాస రైట్ వన్ ఇస్ ప్రసజ్య ది అదర్ వన్ ఇస్
టు టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ నై నాట్ పర్యుదాస టు టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ నై వన్ ఇస్ ప్రసజ్య ప్రతిషేధ అండ్ ది అదర్ ఇస్ పర్యుదాస అండ్ ది డెఫినేషన్ ఇస్ లైక్ దిస్ ప్రసజ్య ప్రతిషేధోయం క్రియయా సహ ఎత్ర నై పర్యుదాస సవిజ్ఞేయ ఎత్రోత్తర పదేన నై ఓకే ఇన్ అతద్ధితే దట్ నై ఆ ఇస్ ది నై అండ్ దట్ అప్లైస్ టు తద్ధిత ది వర్డ్ తద్ధిత ఇట్ డజంట్ గో అండ్ అప్లై టు సంప్రసారణం ఇట్ అప్లైస్ టు తద్ధిత అండ్ దట్ తద్ధిత గెట్స్ ఎలిమినేటెడ్ ఆర్ ఎగ్జంప్టెడ్ ఇన్ సమ్ కేసెస్ ది నై డజంట్ అప్లై టు ది ఇమీడియట్ వర్డ్ ఇట్ గోస్ అండ్ అప్లైస్ టు ది క్రియా లైక్ న పదాంతాట్టోరణాం పదాంతాట్టోహో సో సంవృత్తి అష్టత్వం న స్యాత్ దట్ దట్ గోస్ అండ్ అప్లైస్ టు ది క్రియా ఇట్ డజంట్ అప్లై టు ది వర్డ్ పదాంతాట్ సో ఇట్ అప్లైస్ టు ది క్రియా లైక్ సైంధవమానయ బ్రింగ్ ది సైంధవ సైంధవ మీన్స్ హార్స్ సైంధవ మీన్స్ సాల్ట్ సాల్ట్ అండ్ హీస్ టేకింగ్ ఫుడ్ హీ సెడ్ సైంధవ మానయ దెన్ దిస్ ఫెలో స్టార్టెడ్ టు గెట్ ది హార్స్ లోలో కమ్ హియర్ అనశ్వమానయ అనశ్వమానయ నౌ దిస్ అనశ్వమానయ దిస్ అన్న నై డజ్ ఇట్ అప్లై టు అశ్వ ఆర్ డజ్ ఇట్ అప్లై టు ఆనయ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ అప్లైస్ టు అశ్వ గో అండ్ బ్రింగ్ సాల్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ అప్లైస్ టు ఆనయ డోంట్ బ్రింగ్ హార్స్ సో గో అండ్ సిట్ దేర్ డోంట్ బ్రింగ్ హార్స్ ఎంటైర్లీ డిఫరెంట్ మీనింగ్ విల్ కమ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ వేర్ షుడ్ ఇట్ అప్లై దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ అప్లైస్ టు ది క్రియాపద వీ కాల్ ఇట్ ప్రసజ్య ప్రతిషేధ if it applies to the immediate word, it is called Paryudasa. That's why in Taittiriya, Shrotriyasya Chaka Mahatasya, there are nai is in the samasa, but still it doesn't apply to kama. It is not Paryudasa. It doesn't apply to kama. If you apply it to kama, then he is killed by something other than kama. That is not the meaning there. That is not the meaning. We are talking of a Shrotriya who is alive and active and healthy. He is not killed or any such thing. Therefore, there are, which is the nai, it doesn't apply to kama. It is not Paryudasa. It is Prasajya Pratishedha. From the samasa, in the samasa I tell you. So take out that na and put it to the verb. Hata is the verb. Kamena na hatasya. He is not destroyed or wounded or even killed by desire. That is the way. See, that is the best example. So akamahatasya, within the samasa, the nai goes to the kriyapada. That is prasajya pratishedha. Atadhite, again in the samasa, the nai goes to immediate word. That is called paryudasa. Samasa or no samasa, this is the rule. And you should know that rule. Whenever the word paryudasa comes, it means it is exempted. Means the vidhi remains intact. The vidhi is not disturbed. Only that particular word before which you find this nai gets exempted. It is called paryudasa. If you say you are paryudasta, means you are exempted, means you can go away. The other people will follow that rule, but you can go away. That is called paryudasa. Anyway, some story I told, but students of Vyakarana, this is important, that's why I told. So, ataddhite, taddhita is paryudasta, and therefore, samprasarana will not come for the taddhita following. So, you have the prayoga, maghavanam havihi, means the havihi napumsakalinga, that's why. I have made it jnanam jnane jnanani. So havihi, havishi, havimshi. So the havis for which the devata is maghavan. Such a havis is called maghavanam havihi. There samprasarana did not come because of the paryudasa atadhite. Okay. Then maghavan ta paryudasa, the samprasarana will come. You get maghona. Then maghavan bhyam. Is there is no bhasaujna, therefore you will not get samprasaranam. So when samprasaranam is not there, then maghavan bhyam, what it will happen?
Pada status
is there, therefore nalopa pratipadika tasya maghavan bhyam. Okay. And maghavannasu at the end, maghavasu, very interesting shabda it is. Okay, earlier the dakara remains, maghavadasu, karicha, maghavatsu. That is what happened earlier, yeah, maghavatsu. Why karicha? It is maghavat only, through, you know, maghavatsu. You get, you see, this is called prakriya kaumudi. What we are doing is called prakriya. Means a derivation of the words using the pratipadika and then all kinds of suffixes, etc. This is called prakriya. Anybody can get confused about prakriya. So you should help me also in prakriya, because you remember all the sutras and I get confused occasionally. So you have to guide. Saptami Bahochana, previous one. Saptami Bahochana. Here it is Maghavasu. In Hyderabad, our Narayanan is there. He will be sitting like this. And he will provide all sutras and prakriya like that. Chalo. Let us say this. So now Trutva Abhava Pakshe, you have to say. Nakarantah pumlingaha, maghavan shabdaha,
maghavanau maghavanaha.
Earlier we have said maghavantau maghavantaha, yeah. హే మఘవన్ హే మఘవానౌ హే మఘవానః మఘవానం మఘవానౌ మఘోనః మఘోనా మఘవభ్యాం మఘవభిః మఘోనే మఘవభ్యాం మఘవభ్యః మఘోనః మఘవభ్యాం మఘవభ్యః మఘోనః మఘోనో మఘోనాం మఘోనీ మఘోనో మఘవసు And it is so, there is no samprasarana. Like that it goes. Okay. Then we come to shvan shabda. Okay. So, shvan shabda, for the first five, that is sut, it just resembles rajan shabda. There is no difference. Okay. From the Dvitiya Bahuvachanam onwards, you have to bring in the Samprasarana. Samprasarana you have to bring in. Then Ajadi Pracheya follows. That is the only thing. Okay? Everything else is the same. So, for example, Shvan As. Just let us apply to that. Shvan As. That is Shas. Vitiya Bahuvachana. So now, Shvayuva Maghonama Taddhite, it is Samprasarana Krute, that Vakara becomes U. So Shu, U means Shu. Shu, An, As, Samprasarana Acha, it is Purva Rupam. So U and A are replaced by U. Shun, As, Shunaha, it becomes. Okay? That is how it happens. So let us say.
నకారాంతఃపుంలింగః
శ్వన్ శబ్దః
డాగ్
శ్వా శ్వానౌ శ్వానః హే శ్వన్ హే శ్వానౌ హే శ్వానః శ్వానం శ్వానౌ శునః దిస్ ది సంప్రసారణ And in Vyam, that Nalopa Pratipadikantasya will continue. Shuna Shvabhyam Shvabhihi.
Shuna Shvabhyam Shvabhihi.
Shune Shvabhyam Shvabhyaha.
Shune Shvabhyam Shvabhyaha.
Shunaha Shvabhyam Shvabhyaha.
Shunaha Shvabhyam Shvabhyaha.
Shunaha Shunoha Shunam.
Shunaha Shunoha Shunam.
Shuni Shunoha Shvasu.
Shuni Shunoha Shvasu.
That is the Shvan Shabda. Then we come to, there is another Shabda, Yuvan Shabda. Yuvan Shabda. In Yuvan Shabda, there are some complications. Yuva, Yuvanau, Yuvanaha. Hey Yuvan, Hey Yuvanau, Hey Yuvanaha. Yuvanam, Yuvanau. Up to that, there is no issue. Like Raja, Raja, Nau, Raja. Then Yuvan Us. If you have Yuvan Us, now Us is Ataddhite. It is not Taddhita. As is following. And then, so, what you do, Samprasarana will come. Shvayuva, Maghonama Taddhite. So, Va becomes U. So, U, U, An, As. U, not U, sorry. U, 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 An, As. Samprasarana Acha. So that becomes important. That is Antaranga Karya, it is. Whereas U and U of the Samprasarana, you should not do Savarna Dirgha. That is Bahiranga. It is Bahiranga. Asiddham Bahiranga Mantarange. That is the Parivasha. Because Samprasarana you have done, then immediately Samprasarana Acha, Purva Rupam becomes Antaranga. This is Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Kya Savarna Dirgha Sandhi? It is Bahiranga, you know, two unconnected things Sandhi you do. So Samprasarana Acha comes forth. And so you do Samprasarana Purva Rupa. So what you will get? You, u anna, so you un us, and then once again now you do savarna dirgha sandhi, yunaha you get akasavarna dirgha yunaha, you plus un plus us, yun plus us yunaha, that is the form. Okay, you got yunaha, but there could be a doubt. What is the doubt? So you plus un plus us, akasavarna dirgha yun plus us. In yun plus us, what is yun? It is bha. It is bha, you know. Ekadesha vikrutamananyavat. Though there is a small change in its modification, it is not a new thing. It is like there is a dog. It's a dog. Here I gave the example of, this example was given by Mahabhupadjaya Kumpala Subraya Shastra. That example I gave. What was the example? For Ekadesha Vikrutamananyavat. So, this Venkanda Garu, Venkanda Ji, he was a normal person, but somehow he got bump on his head. Something happened and he got the bump. And with bump also, you call him Venkanda Garu only, you don't call him a new person. This is the example, Ekadesha Vikrutamananyavat. And another example given by this gentleman is, this dog is there, as it's a part of his tail was cut off. Some accident happened in India, all kinds of things happen. So this dog, a piece of its tail is gone. So it suffers for a while and cries for 5 minutes or so, and then becomes normal. Healing process happens. Now, it has got a cut tail. Is it the same dog or a different dog? Same dog. That is the example. So, ekadesha vikrutam ananyavat. Now you have yun us. Again, that is yuvan only. Shva yuva maghona matadhite. Why not samprasarana? One more time. What is the problem? Then ya becomes u again. So you are left with nothing. So that should not happen. In the same word, don't do samprasarana twice. He is having a sutra. He has thought of everything. So somebody with a brilliant mind, he will come out with idea and he wants to do one more samprasarana. No, you cannot. No samprasarana.
In the yuvan, How did we choose
the samprasarana? I will tell that. So now sutra. Na samprasarane samprasaranam. So very simple. Samprasarane pare samprasaranam vasyat. Whatever may be the condition. While one samprasarana is following, another samprasarana won't happen. Samprasarane parataha. Purvasyayanaha. Samprasaranam nasyat. That yanaha comes from the definition of samprasarana. Igyana samprasaranam. Yanaha is brought in by the samarthya. We call it samarthya. The saujna has that power to bring in the word yanaha. Samprasarane parataha. As samprasarana follows. Purvasya yanaha. To the preceding yana. Samprasaranam nasyat. Samprasarana won't come at all. So yun as. In yun as, it is that u has u in it, which is the samprasarana. So it is you, un, us. That u is samprasarana. When samprasarana is following, that yakara, the previous yakara, which is the yana, it won't get samprasaranam. Therefore, you got the rupa, yunaha. Then a doubt which our friend asked, it is already considered. So you won us. So now all conditions are following. Ataddhite pare. So it is Shva, Yuva, Maghonam, Ataddhite. So why not do samprasaranam for Yakara? Why for Vakara? So suppose you do samprasarana for Yakara. then nasamprasarane samprasaranam sutra becomes redundant. It has no role to play. Because the sutra becomes meaningful only when you do the samprasarana for va, and then samprasarana is following. There is a possibility of getting samprasarana one more time for yakara, and that is stalled by Panini. Now, instead of following that route, you do first samprasarana for yakara itself. Whatever may happen, the sutra na samprasarane na samprasaranam will become redundant. And so this is what we call sutrarambha samarthya. Arambha means he started the sutra, he said it. So based on the strength of his saying the sutra, we now come out with a conclusion. The conclusion is, when two words get the chance of getting samprasarana, then the samprasarana must be done for the later one only, not for the earlier one. Okay? This is what is called, they call jnapakam. So the samarthya, the sutrarambha samarthyena jnapyate. So what is it that jnapyate? So samprasaranam yada kartavyam tada tat uttarasyaiva yanaha kartavyam natu purvasya. So first you do for the latter one, that is the vakara. And now samprasarane parataha samprasaranam nasyat, the sutra becomes irrelevant. And so that you naha, okay? You write this. Yuvan as it is sthite. Yuvan as it is sthite. Shvayuva mugho nama taddhite. Iti sutrena. Vakarasya sthane. Generally shashti means sthane. Vakarasya sthane. Samprasarane yu as iti sthite samprasaranacha iti antarangakarye iti antarangakarye purvarupe krite, that is the antarangakarya. If anybody gets a doubt, why not savarna dirgha, this is the reason. Antarangakarye purvarupe krite yu un as iti jate. Is it not coming correctly?
Yes,
correct. Iti jate savarna dirghe. Savarna dirghe rutva visargayoho. Rutva visargayoho yunaha iti siddhyati. Na samprasarane samprasaranam iti sutrena yakarasya sthane samprasaranam nishidhyate. Samprasaranam nishidhyate. Nishidhyate. Sutrarambha samarthyat. यदा द्वयोः यणोः संप्रसारणे प्रसक्ते द्वयोः यणोः संप्रसारणे प्रसक्ते उत्तरस्यैव संप्रसारणं कर्तव्यम्। द्वयोः यणोः संप्रसारणे प्रसक्ते उत्तरस्यैव संप्रसारणं कर्तव्यम् इति स्थितम्। इति स्थितम्, इति स्थितम् मीन्स् यु नो दट् ईस् दि फैनल् कन्क्लूषन् इत्यर्थः। इति स्थितम्, ओके, नौ वी केन् टेल् दि शब्द नकारान्तःपुंलिङ्गः युवन् शब्दः, युवा युवानौ युवानः, हे युवन् हे युवानौ हे युवानः, युवानं युवानौ यूनः, यूना युवभ्यां युवभिः, यूने युवभ्यां युवभ्यः, यूनः युवभ्यां युवभ्यः, यूनः यूनोः यूनाम्, यूनी यूनोः युवसु, Then there is another shabda, nakaranta shabda, arvan. That is the shabda, arvan. Arva means horse, arva. Horse name is arva. So there are a few Vedic names for horse. Vajissapti, Vajissaptihi, arva, like that. There is a mantra, I am not getting it. मनुष्या अश्वो मनुष्यान् सप्तिर्गन्धर्वा नर्वा देवान् अवहत्। ऐ गाट् इट्। अश्वो मनुष्यान् अवहत्। दि हार्स् यूस्ड् बै दि ह्यूमन् बीयिङ्ग्स् इस् काल्ड् अश्वः। वाजी गन्धर्वान्, दि गन्धर्वास्, दि हार्स् दट् दे आल्सो यूस् हार्स्, गन्धर्वास्. Gandharvas means our California people. They use horse there. They will be going, if you go to Los Angeles, etc., they sit on horse and they will be going. And while you go car, the horse crossing point will come. They employ horse, these people. That is a bhoga for them. So, they are the Gandharvas. So the horse they employ, it is Vaji. And then Deva, Devatas also use horse. That horse is Arva. These are the names in Vedic literature. So, but generally everything is a horse. Arva. Okay? So, this Arvan Shabda. Panini has a sutra for the Arvan. Exclusively for Arvan, there is a sutra. So, the sutra is Arvanas Prasavanayaha. That is the sutra. So, this sutra we will do next class and finish the Arvan Shabda next class. If we take it up, we will not be able to finish it now. So, is it all right?
Yes, sir.
So, it is a closing. 10 to 7 is approaching. Start at this point. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.